This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. All right, this is the first section of page 281. And go. The first word is corresponding angles. Corresponding angles. A-N-G-L-E-S. Not angels. Noun from 1784. Any pair of angles, each of which is on the same side of one of two lines cut by a transversal and on the same side of the transversal. My brain said, who, why, what? Okay, the sound effect is going to be ugh. Next is corresponsive or car-responsive, adjective from 1606. Mutually responsive. Corresponsive. Ugh. Next is corrida. It is spelled, well, an English person, an American person would say corrida, but it is a Spanish word, so it is corrida. C-O-R-R-I-D-A. Noun from 1802, and the synonym is bullfight. And this is Spanish, and it literally means act of running. So in a bullfight, which I'm not a fan of, the bull is running. There's the bull run where the people are running, but this is a bullfight. That's different. So I guess it's a corrida. You have to probably roll the R. Corrida. The bull is running. So I guess that's why it's the act of running in Spanish. All right, next word. Corridor, noun from 1719, 1A, a passageway, as in a hotel or office building, into which compartments or rooms open. I would just call this a hallway, but corridor is another word. 1B, a place or position in which especially political power is wielded through discussion and deal-making, as in, was excluded from the corridors of power after losing the election. That's what happens. You lose the election, you can't be a part of the politics stuff. 2, a usually narrow passageway, passageway or route, as 2A, a narrow strip of land through foreign-held territory. You just have a little bit of land that you're allowed to go through. 2B, a restricted lane for air traffic. 2C, a land path used by migrating animals. Yeah, they typically use just a very narrow area, I guess. And so it's a corridor. It's a hallway. It's a, you wouldn't, in that case, you wouldn't call it a hallway. Migrating animals, they don't use hallways. They use corridors. 3A, a densely populated strip of land, including two or more major cities, as in the Northeast Corridor, stretching from Washington into New England. Washington, D.C., probably. That is a quote from S.D. Brown. 3B, an area or stretch of land identified by a specific common characteristic or purpose, as in a corridor of liberalism, also as in the city's industrial corridor. Corridor, corridor, it is Italian, North Italian, corridore. That is from correre, which means to run, from the Latin currere, and there's more at the word car. So, I guess it's the idea of going through an area, and that's how it became called corridor, running in a line, probably. Next word is cori or cari, C-O-R-R-I-E, noun from 1795, and it is just the number 3 definition for the word cirque, C-I-R-Q-U-E. I don't remember what that said. Is it like a circus? It's like French circus? I don't know. But the etymology says it is from the Scottish Gaelic word coir, C-O-I-R-E, which literally means kettle. Like, you're heating up the water in the kettle. Next word is Corriedale. So it's still Corrie, but it has a capital C, and then it is D-A-L-E at the end. Corriedale, noun from 1902, any of a breed of rather large, usually hornless sheep developed in New Zealand and raised for mutton and wool. And the name Corriedale is a ranch in New Zealand, so that's where they get their name. Maybe we'll post a picture of these hornless sheep on social media. At DictionaryPod is where you can go to find that if you want to look at the pictures. Next word is corrigendum. Corrigendum or corrigendum. C-O-R-R-I-G-E-N-D-U-M. Corrigendum. Noun from 1823. An error in a printed work discovered after printing and shown with its correction on a separate sheet. I would like some it's a printed work. It could be anything. Lots of things are printed. So if there was a book with an error, did they release the book with an extra piece of paper to say what the correction was? This is a Latin word. It is the neutral of corrigendus, which is the gerundive of corrigere. That's the verb, corrigere, and it means to correct. So it is literally a thing that is correcting something else. Corrigendum. So is the corrigendum, is it the error, or is the separate sheet of paper, is that the corrigendum, or are they both the corrigendum? Next word is corrigible. Corrigible. C-O-R-R-I-G-I-B-L-E. Adjective from the 15th century. Capable of being set right. And the synonym is reparable. As in, a corrigible defect. Capable of being set right. So if something is not right, but it can be right, then it would be corrigible. I feel like I've heard this used word. I've heard this word used, and it doesn't seem like that's the same definition that I'm thinking of. Corrigibility is a noun, and the etymology is not helpful. I feel like people said, oh, you're so corrigible. Maybe not. Next word is corrival, or corrival, C-O-R, and then the word rival, R-I-V-A-L. Noun from 1579, and the synonym is just rival or competitor. So why did they have to add the extra letters at the beginning? Corrival is also an adjective. Yeah, it just says it's from Latin, com plus rivalis, which means rival. So it's the same thing. It just, what's the point of this word? It's probably just old. Next word is corroborant. C-O-R-R-O-B-O-R-A-N-T. Corroborant. Adjective from 1626. It is archaic, and it means having an invigorating effect. Having an invigorating effect. And this is used of medicine. So if you got to take some medicine and it invigorates you, it is a corroborant. Next word is corroborate. This is a transitive verb from 1529, and it means to support with evidence or authority. Also, make more certain. And the synonym is the word confirm. Yes, if you agree with something, if you are confirming that somebody is correct about something, you are corroborating their story, corroborating that. So this is from the Latin verb, corroborare, which is from com plus robur, which means strength. So maybe the idea here is that if you are corroborating something that somebody else has said, then you are giving that strength. You're making it more likely that what they say is right, if somebody else can corroborate it. Let's see. We have a few forms. Corroboration is a noun. Corroborative is an adjective. And corroborator is a noun. Corroboratory is an adjective. There was a bunch of them. And they all had pronunciation and information too, so it was a big section. Next word is corroboree. Corroboree or corroboree. C-O-R-R-O-B-O-R-E-E. Did I miss a letter? O-R-E-E. Corroboree. Noun from 1811. 1. A nocturnal festivity. A festivity? A nocturnal festivity with songs and symbolic dances by which the Australian Aborigines celebrate events of importance. This sounds like a fun festival. Number two, there's 2A and 2B. Both of them are Australian, which is no surprise. 2A, a noisy festivity. So, okay, and then 2B, the synonym is tumult. T-U-M-U-L-T, like tumultuous, tumult. So it seems like originally, because this was with the Aborigines, they would have a corroboree. But then as time went on, it seems like it became almost like a slang word where if it's just a noisy festivity, they would just call it a corroboree, even though it may not have been an actual corroboree. This is a Darug word, which is an Australian Aboriginal language of the Port Jackson area. Their word, the Darug word, is garabara. I'm not sure where the emphasis goes. Garabara. Something like that. And then we turned it into corroboree? How did that? Why don't we just use their word? It's similar, but it's different. All right. Next word. It is corrode. C-O-R-R-O-D-E. Verb from the 14th century. It is starting with transitive. One, to eat away by degrees, as if by gnawing, especially to wear away gradually, usually by chemical action. I would not call chemical action gnawing, but I guess it's another way to say that. Another way it can be eaten away. As in the example, the metal was corroded beyond repair. You could not repair it. So yeah, that one definitely would be chemical action. Number two, to weaken or destroy gradually. And the synonym is undermine. As in, manners and miserliness. Manners and miserliness that corrode the human spirit. And that is a quote from Bernard Devoto. Manners and miserliness that corrode the human spirit. And then we have one intransitive definition, to undergo corrosion. Corrodible is an adjective, and this is from the Latin corrodere, that means to gnaw to pieces. So maybe not always literally gnawing with your teeth, but basically that's the same thing, to gnaw to pieces. That is from com plus rodere, which means to gnaw. Gnaw, I don't know why I didn't say this before, it is spelled G-N-A-W. And there's more at the word rodent. What? The word rodent comes from the word to gnaw, because they gnaw, they chew on things with their little rodent teeth. All right, so the words today were corresponding angles, corresponsive, corrida or corrida, corridor, corri, that is circ, I don't know what that is, corridale, corrigendum, corrigible, corrival, corroborant, corroborate, corroboree, and corrode. I definitely liked a few of these. I think I'm going to pick corroboree as the word of the episode. C-O-R-R-O-B-O-R-E-E. I think I spelled it right that time. Because this sounds like it's a pretty important festival in the Aboriginal world. And I assume that most people don't know about that. So let's talk about that. Maybe if there are some photos that I can find, or if there's music that happens, because there are songs and symbolic dances, there must be something visual or oral that we can show, play, whatever. Let's see what it's like. But it's their event for important events. Corroboree. All my songs start with the word that I'm talking about. Australian Aborigines have corroborees. All right, this is about as good as these songs are going to get. I'm actually laying on the floor because it's just something different. All right, the holidays today. What are all these people? It's a list of things. I don't know what those are. In Hungary, it is Memorial Day for the victims of the communist dictatorships. In Kuwait, it is National Day. In the Philippines, it is People Power Day. It is Revolution Day in Suriname. In Georgia, it is Soviet Occupation Day. In Kitano Tenmingu Shrine in Kyoto, Japan, it is Plum Blossom Festival. I guess they're in non-English, it would be Kitano Baikasai. That would be Japanese. Let's see. Okay, let's check another page. In Canada, it is Heritage Day. It is Carnival in Brazil. And Latin America, Carnival Friday. Fun holidays, International Stand Up to Bullying Day. That is in February and November. It is Let's All Eat Right Day. For at least one day, let's eat right. And then all the other days, we don't have to. It's National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day. It's like almost as good as peanut butter. National Clam Chowder Day, National Skip the Straw Day, Pistol Patent Day, Quiet Day. Ooh, I like that. Let's just all not talk. Let's see, anything else? Nope. That's the clam chowder is in here twice. On this page, National New England Clam Chowder Day, and also just regular National Clam Chowder Day. You can't have both. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint,
batteries,
tools,
toilet paper,
extension cords, grocery items,
hardware for my cabinets,
snack items, crackers, and some canned goods stuff,
shop vac supplies,
toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details. Save 15%.